This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister pledges support for Youth Build Program. British High Commission donates $4 million to Homestead Home and efforts underway to reform Copyright Act. Details after the break.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Now the news. The government has pledged $32 million in support of the Youth Upliftment through Employment Youth Build Program. The fund, which will come from the National Housing Trust, will go towards phase two of the program. Under a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed last week, 100 at-risk persons from inner-city communities will benefit from employment in the second phase of the program.
We have an inescapable duty to ensure that our young people are adequately prepared to become employable, to create jobs for themselves, and to lead in any sphere of endeavor.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller speaking at the MOU signing ceremony last Friday. In addition to an increase in the number of participants under Phase 2, key features of the MOU include pre-skills literacy and numeracy training for 50 participants and opportunities for up to 10 participants to receive training in construction skills at HART Level 2. The British High Commission, in partnership with the Rotary Club of St. Andrew, has donated $4 million to the Homestead Place of Safety to assist in the construction of a transitional home for older girls. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the funding will also go a far way in providing well-needed skills training for the girls at the home.
What is happening today is that we're giving you an opportunity to not feel that once you reach to 18, you will have nowhere to go. You'll be here. And that you will get the training, because when I spoke to some of you the last time, some of you want technical training, the cosmetology, the computers, and to make you understand that there is a facility that you can go to right here that will make you feel comfortable. And that is as a result of the Rotary Club and the kind contributions from the British High Commission.
Minister Hannah was speaking at the handing over ceremony on Monday. The Homestead Place of Safety caters to the needs of girls 12 to 18 years who are remanded to the facility for care and protection. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says efforts are underway to reform the Copyright Act to make it easier to register and copyright products. The Copyright Amendment Act will allow for the regulation and oversight of copyright collective management societies.
I would urge you to explore those aspects of the reality of your industry, what it means to register your own intellectual property.
Dr. Phillips was speaking at the graduation ceremony for the first cohort in the Animate Jamaica Certificate Program at the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, CARIMAC, recently. Some 28 students completed the program earlier this year. And the tourism product development company TPDCO is continuing its thrust to streamline the craft industry and transform it into a lucrative sector. Chairman of the TPDCO, Maxine Henry Wilson, says the agency is undertaking various initiatives to develop and strengthen the sector. These include repairs to some craft markets, language training, as well as sales and product development.
We have to look at the craft products themselves and what is marketable, because the demand has changed. And I think that also is an issue that has sort of stymied the earnings from the craft industry. So that is also a part of what we're doing.
Mrs. Henry Wilson was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says TPDCO is also working with craft vendors in terms of pricing and the quality of products. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.